We are about to begin Simen Reish Zayin. We will be doing Simen Reish Zayin as well as the first two Sifim of Reish Ches. Simen Reish Zayin, Peiros Ha'ilin Chutz Mechameshes Aminim. Fruit of the tree other than the five fruits that are included in the Shivas Aminim, Shenishtapcha V'en Eretz Yisrael. V'chol Peiros Adama V'yirakis, as well as all the pre-Adamin vegetables. V'chol davar she'en gidul min ha'aretz, as well as anything that doesn't grow from the ground, such as mushrooms. So bracha rishona would depend. Peres ha'ilon chutz mechameshes aminim, you'd say an eitz on. Peres yirokis or pre-adama, you say an adama on. Mushrooms, you say a shakol on. Whereas for bracha achrona shalehem bar nefashas rabbos. They all have the same bracha achrona, which is bar nefashas. And why is that? Because it's only that the Shivas Aminim that were chashuv enough, where Chazal said that you have to say a me'ein shalish on them, but not anything else. V'im ochal mikol minim elu, mavarach l'achar kulam bracha achas. If you eat them all together, then the halach is you make one bracha. U'bracha zu, and the bracha of bar nefashis, chosem ba below shem. Shiachtom kach barachei olamim. You're not chosem with shame. The reason being, it's a machlokas whether or not there's supposed to be a chsima altogether. So what we do is we compromise. We do a chsima without a shame, and the grow holes that you are supposed to be chosim. It's not the minig of anybody else. Now, even though there is a daya that holds that there is no shear for bar nefashis. We paskin that there is a shear for bar nefashis, and you have a suffix if you wait a kazayis v'chtei achilas pras. The Mishtaburah says that you should not make a bracha. Now, what happens if by mistake you said a bracha main shalish? You made a bracha of ala eitz val priya eitz as a bracha achrona for the fruit of a tree that is not one of the shivas aminim. The halach is that you are yotze b'di'evid. The Mishtaburah brings down the nusach of bar nefashis. And he does say some things that not everyone does. The first is he says v'chesronum instead of v'chesronun with a nun. He also has kol masha bara instead of barasa, but then he brings down the yeshom and they say barasa. And then he says it's chay holomim and not chay holomim. What does the bracha mean? Borei nefashos rabos v'chesronun. Hashem created everybody and created their needs. And then what's al kol masha barasa or al kol masha bara? Those are the extras, the things that are not absolute needs, and Hashem created them for us anyway. Simen Reish Ches Sif Aleph al chameshes aminim shein gefen tein rimon zayis utmara mevarach lachreim brachachas mein shalosh. The halachi is that on the five fruits that are part of the shivas aminim, The bracha achrona you say is me'in shalish, even though the pasuk only mentions dvash, chazal were makabel the dvash means tamarim. In fact, it doesn't mean the dvash of the tamarim; it means the dates themselves. This is because of the chshivas of these fruits that Eretz Yisrael was nishtabeachin. Sif beis. Chameshes minei dogon, the five minei dogon, sheshulkan, which we will see means that you split them, okotshon, or you ground them, va'osameim tavshil, and you went and cooked them. Kagon, maisa kadera, for example, some kind of cooked dish. So what is that? Harifos, that's when you split them, and vegeris karmel, when you ground them. V'daisa, as well as cereal, like oatmeal. Afilu ir v'imayim dvash harbe yosamehem. Even if you added another ingredient, such as honey, quantity-wise, it was more than them. Ominim acherim harbe yosamehem, or different kinds of species, more than what you put in there. Mavarach ala barmin emezonis l'besof ala mechya. The halachi is that you make a mezonis on it, as long as it is considered a dish of mezonis and has a mezonis content, you say al hamechya. But if it's not there for taste, it's not there to be eaten, it's not there to fill you, it's only there for some functional reason, such as to stick it together or to give it body, the halachi is that then it would be tuffel and you'd make the bracha of the ikar. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you simply boil a grain, its bracha is borei pri ha'adama and borei nefashas. It's only when you grind a grain and then boil it, or you have the grain, you split it and boil it, only then does it become a tafshil, only then is it borei minei mezonos. If you cook it until it becomes nimuach, even though you didn't split it, but it became nimuach, it became all mushy, there it's also going to be called a tafshil, and its bracha would be borei minei mezonos, and a bracha b'achas mein shalosh. What happens if you only take the outer shell out of it? So Mr. Brewer says that it's a suffix. But if when you cook them, they stuck together, then the halacha is, according to everybody, we would say borei minei mezonos and me'ein shalosh. What happens if you put mezonos into something only for the sake of it gluing it together? Say you made some kind of meatball where the only reason you put the flour into it was for the sake of binding it, it is the majority. So there the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's a suffik, it's a machlokis, but he does say it's not shchiach for something that serves only as a binder to be the majority of it. If it's not the majority, since it's there for binding, the halacha is that it is tuffel. Excuse me, that it is the halacha is that it will become tuffel to the other minim inside it.